Hello, everyone. My name is Eva Herr, and I want to thank you for listening to this radio program. It's called The Healing of Agape. There's a purpose for that name. Agape is unconditional love for every person as you love yourself, or as you at least want to be loved. And when you do that, when you live that in your lives every day and experience it with others, it's healing in every possible way. The purpose of this radio show is to teach consciousness to the world, for without consciousness there would never be peace. If there's not peace, then we'll never be happy, and that's what everybody in this world's looking for, happiness and contentment in our lives. We're all the same, no matter what our race, religion, or ethnicity. The same no matter what. We all have the same chemical makeup, but for some it's just a little bit more or less melanin. And that means some of us have a little more skin color than the rest. That's the only difference in any human being, just a little bit more melanin in their skin. We all came from the womb of a woman. We all came from the combining of a sperm and an egg. So tell me, what makes us different from one another? I'll tell you, it's consciousness. Now, what makes consciousness for each one of us different? Your consciousness level is determined by the frequency level of the resonance of your electromagnetic field. What electromagnetic field, you ask? Well, it's that electromagnetic field that pulses with each and every beat of your heart, or, as the scientists may call it, the stochastic resonance of your cells. If you want more information about that, you might check out the website of the HeartMath Research Institute out in California. They're doing the most cutting-edge research in the world about the resonant frequency of your electromagnetic field and how it manifests your emotions and who you are. Every single time your heart beats, an electrical impulse goes running through your body, carrying information of consciousness in the form of time-space intervals. And these intervals of time and space is what determines how much aware you are of who you are. Not what's going on in the world around you, but who you are. And how closely you can hear that tiny voice that's in your head, because that tiny voice is indicative of your consciousness. How often do you listen to that tiny voice in your head? So the question is, how do you change the time-space interval of pulses? By listening. Oh, great, you probably say, listen to what? I am listening. I'm listening to my boss. I listen to the demands of day-to-day life in order to do my job and make my way in the world. What do you mean, what am I supposed to listen to? Well, that's the problem. Those things that you're listening to are the things that distract you from consciousness. So you say, how do I live in physical reality, keep my job, listen, and raise my consciousness? The big question here is, if you listen only to those things of physical reality, your boss, your spouse screaming, or your kids fighting, you cannot and will not hear consciousness. But if you listen to consciousness, not only will you raise it to a higher frequency, when I say frequency, I mean that resonant frequency of your electromagnetic field, which is measurable in hertz. Your heart is the strongest generator of electricity in your body, not your brain. Your emotions manifest from the electrical charge to your heart, and it does it in less than 8 milliseconds from the time you experience an emotion, according to the HeartMath research. 8 milliseconds later, that emotion registers in your brain. So if you listen to consciousness, not only will you raise it to a higher frequency, and you will be able to tap into the knowledge of all there is, you'll make your stay in physical reality much more productive and much easier to meet the demands contained therein. Meeting the demands of physical reality is all about action. Well, how about learning to make those actions less taxing on your body, for that is possible. It's all about simply learning to perform in a robot state. I don't mean don't feel anything, but what I mean is Don't react to things. Simply be and observe. Ever notice that robots never get tired? They either just work or they don't work. They stop or they go. Well, people, we are robots. We don't even really exist. We live in a hologram. And if you stay tuned into my show each week, I'll explain what I mean by that. I'll tell you how I know and how scientists know and how you'll eventually know, because you can't deny it. It's just physics. That's all it is. But we're just robots plugged into the consciousness of all there is, as opposed to being plugged into an electrical outlet. However, you can change that conduction into an electrical type outlet if you so choose. Of course, that means living more in physical reality and away from consciousness. But know now that this takes you from a robot state to that of a bundle of nerves, chemical reactions, and electricity. If you live in a robot state, you simply do what it is you hear to do. Whereas if you live in the state of the other, in a state of consciousness, you live in a state of constant chaos if you live away from consciousness. So what do you do about this? What to do about that? Robots don't have that problem. The state of chaos is induced by the firing of neurotransmitters and the release of neuropeptides. So if you learn to stop those firing mechanisms, you learn to control the chaos in your life. And how many people don't want to learn how to control the chaos in their life? So that's one thing that we'll be covering on this show each week. How to listen to consciousness, how to remove chaos in your life, how to deal with those people that you absolutely cannot bear to be around. We'll teach you how to do those things on this show. We'll interview guests from physicists and scientists to people in alternative medicine to people in the food industry about learning how to eat raw foods and less cooked foods and the importance of that. I'm also a medical intuitive, so I can tell you what to do about the emotions in your life and how those emotions manifest your health. My gift, I haven't always had my gift. My gift was brought about by what I call a near-death experience, because I don't know what else to call it. I didn't actually have to die. It was more like a dream state. But when I woke up the next morning, I might as well die, because that old person was dead. And I've never been able to go back to that person. And I'll tell you something. It's that sometimes I think that it's the people that haven't had that experience are the lucky ones, because once you have it, you realize that you really are responsible for what goes on in your life. You know, you can't claim ignorance anymore. It's like riding a bicycle, you know. Once you learn to ride a bicycle, you can never forget how. Well, that's how it is with consciousness. Once you've been exposed and once you start waking up, and you'll know the signs, you start understanding that, you know, maybe I haven't been living life the way I should. Maybe there is something to oneness and not just fundamental religions. Maybe there really is something about everybody being the same, because it is. We're just all one. And again, if you listen to the future radio shows, I'll explain how we really are all one consciousness, and it's just physics, so you can't dispute it. These same neurotransmitters and neuropeptides that I've been talking about are also the key to your health, because consciousness and health walk hand in hand. These same neurotransmitters, when fired, will elicit a response from your body's organs. Depending on which neurotransmitter firing in a particular organ in your body will react. If anybody out there is familiar with Caroline Mace's work and Dr. Norm Shealy's work, you'll know that every single emotion stores in a particular part of your body. Every emotion stores in a different organ. So depending on which neurotransmitters fire will depend on which organ is going to respond. Because when that neurotransmitter fires and the neuropeptides are subsequently released, it's going to do so in that particular organ where those particular emotions store. So if you learn to control those firings and learn to control those emotions, you absolutely have 100% control of your health. The reaction when this happens will elicit a chemical reaction to occur on a cellular level. One cell at a time will then undergo subtle changes based on how many neurotransmitters fire that are connected to that organ. If it's a mild emotional response you generated, then only small amounts of chemicals will be released. However, if you got really mad and you had an all-out war with someone, then those chemicals will be released in droves. And they continue firing for up to 4 hours after you stop experiencing the emotion. So it's just like plugging a particular emotion into an electrical outlet and shocking it to death. It's not going to feel good. It's going to get sick. It can't do anything else. Your organs and everything in your body is ran by electricity. If you have a light bulb and you give it too much, then it's going to explode. If you give it too little, then it's not going to shine bright enough. Well, that's exactly how your organs are. So you have to learn to control those emotions to keep every one of your organs in sync. So the main point that I'm trying to get across here is that your health, along with your consciousness, is ultimately determined by your actions and inactions in daily life. You absolutely can control your health and your consciousness, all by listening to that tiny silent voice in your head. What you need to remember, though, is that no matter what you do, no matter if you're a telephone pole standing there and, you know, you refuse to listen to what I say or refuse to believe what I say, it doesn't make any difference because it is what it is. You need to know that your soul is going to find its chosen path and nothing you can do or say is going to stop it. Your soul will meet its intent no matter what you do. So you can make it easier by listening to that tiny voice in your head, or you can make it harder. And when I say easier, I mean it's like going from a bumpy country road onto an interstate when you listen. You know, it's about learning to recognize synchronicities in your life. Synchronicities are key to learning to if you're on the right path or not. And they always come in threes, by the way. If you pay attention to synchronicities, it'll lead you to a contact that you wouldn't have otherwise had, and you may get a job or a lover or something wonderful will happen in your life that you've been looking for. That perfect place to live, that perfect vacation, that perfect friend. If you don't, you'll lose your job or you'll lose your lover or something will happen to your health or something will happen to your children or your job or your, you know, something bad will happen. You'll have a wreck. I mean, something will happen when you don't listen to consciousness. Another thing that we're going to discuss on this show is free energy. And what I mean by that is that of a hydrogen-based fuel. And when I say free, I don't mean free to the consumer, but rather free of collective waste and pollution. Because we live in a hologram, every single thing in physical reality, as we know it, and as we've manifested it, comes with a price. But it does not have to have waste attached to it. We can have an energy system to run our appliances and run our cars and run the things in daily life that we need that doesn't have a waste byproduct. You know, if you think about it, I'm going back to the hologram again. Every single thing in existence, everything that you know of, started out with a hydrogen molecule. How do I know that, you say? Because a hydrogen molecule is one proton, one electron, and one neutron. Isn't that the most basic molecule you can have? Isn't it the building block? Everything else from there just goes by adding protons or neutrons or additional electrons. I mean, it can't help but be anything else. So if we have a fuel system in this world that's based on the fundamental building blocks of how physical reality started to begin with, not only will it replenish the food chains of the oceans, but it will refurbish the rainforest. It will restore the ozones. When the ozones get restored, it will cause rain to fall properly, without waste, without pollution, without chemicals in the water that we drink. The rainforest then will start to grow. The fish in the water and the plankton and the very basics of the food chain will start replenishing itself because it has clean water to live in. Well, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if we have basic clean water, what's going to happen to us? Everything that is come from the water that we have. We're 77% water, I think's the number. Which, interestingly enough, the world is 77% water, or plus or minus 1-2. But our bodies are the same percentage of water that the world is. Doesn't that tell you something, that our water is important? It's not our fuel sources that the world's going to be fighting over, because we have plenty of fuel sources. We have free hydrogen energy if people just put these plans into implementation. It's water that we're going to have to be fighting over. Clean water without toxins. Because every time we use a plastic jar or bug spray or chemicals on our houses, it just goes right down into our water table and comes right back into our mouth. Well, how can you imagine that those things don't cause cellular structural changes in your body? Where do you think these cancers come from? You know, your health is manifested by your emotion, but if your body's already weakened because you've got toxins in it that vibrate at a different resonant frequency than your cells are supposed to vibrate, energy doesn't stop. It just changes forms, and it changes forms into cancers. And all of this abundant source of artificial energy that we have buzzing from power poles and planes and boats and MRI machines. You know, the first thing somebody does when they get something wrong with their brain is they go stick them in an MRI. Well, your brain is at the highest frequency of anything else in your body. So when that MRI machine sends that artificial energy into your brain, it doesn't match. It's like trying to fix square pegs in a round hole. Where do you think that energy is going to go? It's going to attach itself onto the cells in your brain and start causing those cells to vibrate at a frequency that's not normal for your brain. Why do you think we have so many kids with ADD today, or ADHD today? Why do you think we have so many kids with glioblastomas? In fact, why do you think glioblastomas are a growing concern in today's society? Glioblastomas, for those of you that don't know, is a brain tumor that if you get it, you're pretty much gone in 18 months if you don't do something about it. It's caused from artificial energy, people. Epileptic seizures. I mean, why do so many of our kids have too much energy? And when I say that, I'm talking about firing mechanisms in their brain. If you put an EEG on your child, if your child has ADD or ADHD problems, or if they have seizures where they stand and stare, or seizures where they fall down on the floor, lots of them are just standing and staring seizures today. It's trying to tell you something. Your child's brain has too much artificial energy in it, and it's having to go somewhere because energy doesn't stop, it just changes forms. At least that's what Einstein said, and it looks like it's right to me. You know, we are in control of our children's health, our children's future, and the future of the world as we know it. We have got to do something about controlling artificial energy. You know, we have to accept the fact that the fuel companies and the power sources in the world, they have to make their money because that's what it's about to them, is making that dollar. So we don't need to be fussing about hydrogen fuel costing us. They have to make their money, so we have to implement it in a way through the government. I mean, that's the only way we can do it. We have to let the government control it and charge us, because we've manifested a physical reality that's all about money, so we've got to live with it now. It's not going anywhere. Speaking of money, by the way, you know, all the radio commercials that I hear in my town about putting this chip in your child. You know, put this chip in your child. If your child ever gets lost, we can find him. What do you think that is? It's Big Brother, people. It's a way to control. Not right now, of course, but down the road. I mean, when they put this chip in your hand, do you really realize that that's the chip that will be your money system in the future? You'll scan your hand across that scanner, and that'll be your money? Do you realize that? Are you really going to let people implement that into your lives? They're even putting them in our dogs and cats. And they'll prosecute you if you do something wrong to your dog or cat because your dog's got that chip in it and they know where it came from. People, be aware that this chip is a dangerous thing. Don't let it come. Keep it out. Keep our money system in place. Take a look at Mondex, M-O-N-D-E-X. They're the people that own the chip rights. Guess who owns them? MasterCard, plastic money. It's all about a one world order, one world currency. And if I recall correctly, let me scratch my head here. Isn't that what the Bible prophecies talk about? One world order, one world monetary system. It's coming, people. Pay attention. Now, back to my hydrogen fuel. Sometimes I get off topic like that because I care. I care about each and every one of you. I care about the people that own the fuel companies. I don't think they know what they're doing. I don't think they realize that they're doing it to themselves, that they're fulfilling prophecy by implementing these chips. But anyway, back to hydrogen. This hydrogen energy is based on the consumption of isotopes that produce no free radicals. I mean, imagine that. You're not putting toxins in your body. You're not putting toxins in your world. You're not producing a landfill. You would be producing a utopia. Because if we did this with hydrogen being the basic building block of all there is, if we're having a waste byproduct that consists of hydrogen, doesn't that tell you something, that we have building blocks to build a healthy world on rather than taking those building blocks away? Free radicals are those things that break down the molecular structure of physical reality as opposed to supporting it. Hydrogen is the basic building block of everything that is, and that is why it's so important to convert to a hydrogen-based fuel, to rebuild the molecular structure of physical reality, to place the basic building blocks for physical reality to replenish itself and rebuild the rainforest, the food chains of the oceans, and the ozone. It's these things that I will address on this show. I encourage you to go take a look at my website, and I'm the first to admit that it's outdated terribly, probably about 18 months or 2 years outdated. I just haven't had time to get back on there, but I'm going to do it, especially if I know you're going to go there and look. Oh, another thing that comes to my mind is your supplements. Do you realize that the pharmaceutical companies are trying to make, and it may already be passed, I don't know, something was supposed to happen with Codex in June of this year, but they're trying to take your supplements away from you and make them prescription drugs. You won't be able to buy vitamin C or vitamin B or anything else over the counter anymore. You'll have to go to your doctor, pay the doctor for an office visit, get a prescription, and pay over $100 for a bottle of vitamin C. Can you imagine? Well, people, we're the ones that's letting it happen, so let's do something about it. Let's do something about taking care of our supplements, because it's the wave of the future. Anyway, I'd like for you to go and take a look at my website. My email address is on there. My telephone number's on there. Email me questions. Tell me what you'd like to hear about in future shows. Tell me if there are people that you'd like to have interviewed. Because I'm going to bring on some really cool people. I'm going to bring on a guy named Dr. Claude Swanson. He wrote a book called The Synchronistic Universe. And he's an MIT Princeton physicist whose goal in this lifetime is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality. I hope to have another fellow there by the name of Dr. Matthew Burke, who's an anesthesiologist that treats people with alternative medicine. He doesn't give people a pill to make them better. He teaches them how to eat properly, what supplements to take. Because do you know how many thousands of people of you out there take diuretics for heart disease? Well, let me ask you a question. How many of you have been told by your physician that you need to take potassium? I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a little old medical intuitive girl that does litigation for a living. But when you take diuretics, they obviously cause you to urinate. Well, what happens to your body's nutrition if you urinate everything out and you don't put it back? Something happens. it causes other problems. I mean, it fixes your high blood pressure, but the supplements that you urinate out causes other problems to go, and it causes you to have pain in your guts, for example. Please, people, when you take medication, look it up. You shouldn't need medication, you know. You should be able to adjust your diet. Drink water. You need 1 ounce of water for every pound of body fat you have every day. How many people of you out there drink additional water when you take these diuretics, much less add in your potassium that you urinate out? Why do you think you feel so sluggish? Why do you think you have absolutely no energy? How can you have energy if you don't have the proper nutrients in your body, or the potassium, the magnesium that you need? I plan on having a guy named Paul Esch, who incredibly, and believe it or not, I swear I saw this myself, he sings these songs with this guitar, just a regular acoustical guitar, and it does something to your teeth. This particular woman that I saw him do, I mean, I'd heard it for years, he's a friend of mine, but I really never believe it because I'm so black and white, I'm such a skeptic. But I saw him sing this song, and when he got through, this woman had a crown in her mouth that was made out of metal, one of those gray kind of metals. It turned to gold, I swear to God, and he's in Germany, he's researching with some scientists there, and he did it over there, and they say that they took that one of the crowned teeth that he had done that to a jeweler, and it had turned to pure gold. Alchemy, I guess. I don't know what causes it. But either way, he does these songs and does something through consciousness that does dental healing. So I plan on having him. I probably will try to have Dr. David Hawkins, the fellow that wrote Power vs. Force. And for those of you who have not read that book, that's the most amazing book I've ever put my hands on. I have another person named Dr. Roy Scruggs. He was a NASA physicist or engineer that worked with von Braun to design the Apollo back in the 70s. And he's enlightened, and he's just the most incredible man. He has helped me, at least in my mind, to bridge the gap between science and spirituality, because before this happened to me, you could not have gotten me to believe that we lived in a hologram if my life had depended on it. I would have told you were nuts, which is exactly what some people tell me. I have another guy on named Dr. Mark Nouveau, who is the director of the National Foundation for Complementary Medicine. Mark Nouveau's working with a guy named Don Hanna, who happens to be the actress Daryl Hannah's father, in putting together a think tank on alternative and complementary medicine. So anybody out there that has any ideas, we'd sure love to hear about them, because we'll place them in our think tank and let people think about it, and hopefully something good will come of it. Another woman named Dr. Lisa Tully, who's a neuroscientist, and that's enlightened, who's helping to teach the world consciousness and teach you how the firings of all these different mechanisms in your brain manifest your health, your happiness, and the consciousness of the whole world. Because since we're all one, every single thought that goes out there manifests the consciousness of the masses. Because there is mass consciousness, people. Look at how the world grieved when the World Trade Centers were bombing. Everybody in the world just about grieved over that, and we all felt that grief. Well, that's mass consciousness. It matters. You know, why people think their thoughts aren't powerful, I just don't really have any idea. You wouldn't stand out in a metal fishing boat in the middle of a lake in a lightning storm. And I presume that you wouldn't do that because you know that water conducts electricity. Well, if a lightning bolt comes down and strikes that metal fishing boat doesn't stop it. It strikes a hole right in the middle of it. Well, what do you think your thoughts are, people? Your thoughts, of when you think a thought, there's an electrical charge that's created. And there's an impulse that goes across that synaptic gate to the next neuron. And it goes on and on and on to the next, to the next, to the next. Well, just because you have a bone there in your skull, do you really think that bolt of electricity in your brain is hindered by that piece of bone? I mean, that bone's part of that electricity. No, it goes right out into the world. And again, energy doesn't stop, it just changes forms. So your thoughts manifest whatever it is that you think. In fact, your thoughts are more powerful than that lightning bolt, because that lightning bolt just strikes randomly wherever the charges happen to be right. Your thoughts have intent behind them, and they go somewhere. They go wherever you send them. Your thoughts are the most powerful thing in existence. And there's no barrier between your thoughts and the next person's thoughts, because we're all one. So it's important that you think positive thoughts, because your individual positive thoughts manifest the consciousness level of the entire world. You know, if you don't think thoughts are powerful, then take a look at Emoto's work. He's the Japanese scientist that's been researching water and intent. He took some water from a stagnant pond, put it in a container, placed the different words on it, love, peace, hate, Elvis Presley, you know, anything, any words that he could think of. And then he looked at them under a microscope, and believe it or not, depending on what word that he placed under the container of water, it changed the molecular structure of the water crystals. And he did this for an entire lake, and the entire lake cleaned up just through intent. Look it up on the internet. There, he's written a book, a wonderful book. I hope maybe I can get him one day and have him on my show, because he's really an amazing man. You know, when I think about intent, I think about this story that I tell people sometimes. You know, you're driving down the road and somebody pulls out in front of you. What do? We all know what we do when we do that. And it's not very nice for most of us. Well, what happens is you don't realize that that person that pulled out in front of you had no idea that you were even there, because they were driving to the emergency room to see their dying child. Well, when you sent the intent of that negative emotion to that person, because we're energy fields, and because intent goes somewhere, because energy doesn't stop, it just changes form, that person got it. They got what you sent. So when they get to the emergency room, they crawl all over that doctor because their child died. And that doctor had been working for hours to save this child, sweat breaking out on his face, a sick feeling in his stomach, his heart pounding, trying to save this child's life. So after he sees you, knowing everything he's done that day to try to save that child, he gets in his car. It's 5 o'clock and traffic's backed up like it is here in Atlanta. He's stuck for a couple of hours before he can get home, and when he does get home, supper's cold. Well, guess what's cold? Because he's late. He's late because he was trying to save her child. But he doesn't think about that. He crawls his wife. Well, then his wife gets upset, and she goes and crawls the children, because they're not in bath and they're not in the bed, and it's time they have to get up and go to school the next morning. Well, the children get upset then, and they go take it out on the dog. Pull the dog's ear, kick him in the ribs. Well, the dog's not happy now, so he goes running out the door and goes next door and bites the cat. Well, that cat's not happy now, and he goes and scratches the child that owns it. Well, then that child throws a fit because the cat scratches it, and he tells his mother, and the mother throws the cat. I mean, it just goes down the street, round the corner, and round the world, all because of you. If you had been kind to that person that pulled out in front of you, because they didn't see you to begin with, that woman would have gone to the emergency room. She would have been so grateful for that doctor trying to save her child's life. She would have hugged his neck and thanked him, and he would have put his arms around her and emotionally supported her, because that's what everything in this world's about, emotional support. Whether it's from your spouse or to your spouse or your children, your neighbor, your boss, everybody needs emotional support. Anyway, he would have gone home, probably wouldn't have got stuck in traffic. He would have broke down when he got home and shared with his wife the tragedy of the day of that child dying, everything that he could have done to fix it. The wife would have broken down, being so grateful that it wasn't her child on that gurney dead. She would have put her arms around her children and hugged them, and they would have gone to bed feeling loved and patted the bed and got the dog to get up there and sleep with them. Then the dog would have been happy the next day and licked the cat next door. And it would have gone down the street and round the world because of you. Because of you, the consciousness of the world would have been raised. It's important that you practice agape because it manifests the world that you want to live in. Do you want to manifest a trash dump for your children? Or do you want to manifest a utopia? Because I can tell you right now, and you can mark it on your calendar, if you don't, by the year 2012, we will have war on this soil, I can tell you. It won't be war like Vietnam. It'll be wars all over the place that's like it's been going on in Iraq and London. It's just starting, people. Let's get a hold of it before it takes over and get control and promote peace in the world. It doesn't matter what color our skin is. It doesn't matter what color our hair it is. It doesn't matter what church or synagogue or mosque that we go to, because we all believe in the same thing, a higher power. It's just a different name. Please don't be judgmental of other people and what they do, what religion they study. Just be glad they study one, because most religions promote peace. Just be glad they study one. Don't argue with them that yours is right and theirs is wrong, because what difference does it make if we all believe in a higher power? We all agree that there's only one higher power. So what difference does it make what name we call it? I mean, I have 50 names myself. I get called Eva. I get called Mrs. Her. I get called Mother. I get called Mommy. And I get called Mom. And I get called Lady. You know, what difference does it make what name that we're called? What difference does it make what name the higher power is called? It doesn't. Because it's all the same. Every one of them promote peace. Every one of them worship a higher power. What difference does it make which higher power it is? One last thing that I was going to talk about before the show's over tonight is we'll talk about on this show parallel universes, multiple dimensions, because they exist. And interestingly enough, you know, Dr. Edward Witten at Princeton, he's the one that devised the M theory of the unified string theory, supports 11 parallel universes. Well, any of you that's read Dr. David Hawkins' work will know that he's developed 11 fictitious levels of consciousness. Well, they're not really fictitious, just the numbers are fictitious. He had to have some way to describe it, and that was the best way he could describe it. He's been able to reproduce the same results thousands and thousands of times. We can't deny that they exist. Well, you can't deny Witten's work. I mean, numbers are numbers. They don't have anybody to impress. They don't care whether you like them or not. They add up or they don't add up. But physical reality is what we manifest, and right now we've manifested 11 parallel universes, so that's what there are. When we get ready to manifest additional ones, they'll be there, because everything's about thought and intent. Well, that's about all I have for tonight's show. I'm so grateful and honored that you chose to listen, and thank you for doing so. Please visit my website, and even more so, please let me know what you would like to hear about. I mean, questions that you have, topics that you would like covered, because my point is to raise the consciousness of the world to that of peace. If you have questions that I can help with, I mean, who am I to tell somebody what the answers to things are? But I have been blessed with a gift, a blessing and a curse, I might add, because I have to tell you, this gift, it just came in 2003. I haven't always had it, so I have to tell you something. It has turned my life upside down. But it's been a wonderful learning mechanism for me, and it's been a wonderful tool for me to provide to other people. So I'm a channel. I have the ability to dialogue with Source. Not that everybody doesn't have it, just everybody doesn't choose to listen, because we're all one and we all have the same capabilities. I just choose to listen. But if you have questions that I can help you with, it would be my pleasure to do so. So please email me. Please tell me things you would like to hear about, alternative-wise, medicine-wise, health-wise, consciousness-wise, physics-wise, because I have a tremendous group of people to pool resources with that are very learned in those areas, and I'd love to share them with you. So agape to you, my friend, and may you live it in your daily life. Agape.